Thank you, Sue. If you want more pantomime news, there will be more in the Christmas Let's Talk that follows Chatterbox and the Christmas special. But now, back to the news.
Waits of more than 4 years to get help for autism is playing havoc with people's health, a campaign group said today. Claire Smith from Norfolk Autism Asperger's Network said people were being left seriously depressed while waiting for support. Peter Mulholland, who's 39, from Devonshire Street in Norwich, was told last year that he'd have to wait for more than 3 years for a diagnosis and help. It just makes me feel that there's no point asking for help, he said. In November, this newspaper revealed that some adults were waiting more than 4 years to get an autism diagnosis. The average wait was around a year, according to a council report. The council said it had a robust recovery plan and specialist staff were being recruited. A Norfolk County Council spokesperson said, "Our figures show 1% of those on the waiting list are waiting for diagnosis for longer than 200 weeks. A recent update to our figures shows that the longest wait we have recorded is 220 weeks. As far as we're aware, the rest of the figures are correct, as stated in the report. An increase in funding has been agreed for 2020 to 2021. And they said it was difficult to recruit because of a national skills shortage.
Pubgoers clamoured to try a pint with a twist at a city watering hole with unique brew selling out in record-breaking time. The Rose Inn on Queen's Road, Norwich, experienced one of its busiest Wednesdays ever on December the 11th, as it became the first pub in the city to serve Sinistral, dubbed the reverse Guinness due to its milky white colour and black head, for one night only. The white stout, which was developed by Team Toxic, sold out in record time as the Rose moved more than 50 pints in just 31 minutes. The previous record for the brew to sell out was 61 minutes. Landlady Dawn Hopkins said, "It was an amazing night. We had to serve it in half pints only after 10 minutes because we had already gone through half the keg. I've been at the Rose for nearly 20 years and it ranks as one of the busiest Wednesdays ever. It's certainly the fastest we have ever sold out of beer."
It's a Christmas show with a twist and a turn and a juggle. The Lost in Translation's new offering blends Dickens with the Daredevil and comes up with a flipping classic. The Norwich-based group gave their first performance of a circus carol at Norwich Playhouse on Wednesday. Audiences attending forthcoming performances of the 70-minute acrobatic reworking of Charles Dickens' classic Christmas novel can expect to see aerial arts, balance work, clowning, juggling and character acting as the show brings together theatre and circus to create a unique experience. The show's producer, Antonino Guifre, said the company wanted to create a show in keeping with the Christmas spirit, but working in a new and unusual way to try and surprise audiences. He said, "It is a Christmas classic turned completely on its head, reinvented with contemporary circus language and physical imagery." A Circus Carol is co-produced by Norwich Theatre Royal, Norwich Playhouse and Lost in Translation Circus. Tickets are available now and cost from £12 to £15, with discounts for concessions, schools and groups.
Police are continuing to investigate after men dressed up as Father Christmas sent a wall crashing to the ground after they tried to pull down a political party sign. The group, who were dressed in Santa Claus suits and hats, was spotted vandalising a Labour Party sign which had been put up outside a house in Norwich's Golden Triangle. The men were followed to a nearby pub by a neighbour, who challenged the group and asked them to apologise and offer to pay for the damage, but they insisted it had not been them. A spokesman for Norfolk Police confirmed that they had been called to reports of criminal damage in the area at about 10 p.m. on Friday, December the 6th. The spokesman said inquiries into the case were ongoing. Information should be given to PC Terry Chambers at Earlham Police Station by calling 101 and quoting crime reference 36-85398-19.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from
Don Cleaver
and me, Alison Aplin. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature written by Neil Haverson, who is back in Fortress H.